For as long as Amadou Gou can remember, his family has raised camels in Mauritania's desert. He still milks them at dawn every day. But he was the first in his family to sell its milk to a local pasteurization plant called Tiviski. He says he started with 5 camels his father gave him. Now he has 155 of them, worth $80,000. The herder says he has become rich through the grace of God and his camel's milk. Gu directs his team of herders to deliver the milk at Tiviski's collection center in the capital, where cars pull up alongside donkey carts loaded with milk cans. Tiviski's president says about 1,000 herders deliver milk twice a day. Nancy Abede Rahman is a British nuclear physicist who came up with the idea for a milk business 3 decades ago. She did not understand why Mauritanians imported milk when they had milk-producing animals next door in the desert. But it was a long, slow start.
I didn't realize how bad it was, that there was a traditional reluctance to sell milk. You would call it a taboo. Selling milk in the desert is considered miserly, it's considered mean, and they say it leaves poverty as a heritage. Anybody who has any pride would never dream of selling milk. I suppose it's like water and air. It's something God gives and you share it around, you don't sell it.
But slowly, the herders agreed to sell their animals' milk. Last year, they sold 400,000 tons to Tiviski at almost 60 cents a kilogram. The United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization has found camel milk to be a good way to decrease not only widespread poverty in the desert, but also malnutrition. Camels can produce milk even under harsh conditions, which can feed local communities. Israeli physiology professor Reuven Yagil wanted to find out camel's secret.
So I took the camel as the supreme animal that is surviving in the desert, to see what allows it to go without water, very poor food, in the heat of the sun. And then I came around to see how it can produce food when all the other food animals are dying.
3 decades later, he is still traveling around the world to research and promote camel products. Yagil says camel's immune system is close to humans, which he says makes its milk a potential cure for anything from allergies to autism. Researchers near desert communities in India and the Middle East have long published studies about camel milk as a promising aid in the fight against allergies, diabetes, and even face wrinkles. But most of these institutions do not have the money to conduct large, expensive studies that would widen acceptance of camel products in the international medical community. Physiologist Yagil says people far from the desert do not see camels' worth.
The interest is growing, but it hasn't reached a stage yet that we can put it on the market. There's still a lot of mysticism. There's a feeling that the camel is an ancient animal, that it's got no value anymore in this world, and that has to be conquered first.
Even if people do not accept camel milk as a medical cure-all, Yagil says it simply tastes good. In addition to milk, some camel products on the market include camel chocolate, cheese, ice cream, and yogurt. According to the Food and Agricultural Organization, there are about 20 million camels in the world, with most believed to be in Somalia. Most camel milk comes from Somalia and Saudi Arabia. Phuong Tran for VOA News, Nouakchott, Mauritania.